Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Sharon. Pat, we're teaching a class. You can't eat while you're teaching.
Sure I can. Anyway, these are very important to the lesson.
Why is that?
Well, because they're tasty, and because we're going to be talking about French fries.
French fries. You could at least give me some.
Sure.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hey. Do you prefer your fries with or without ketchup?
I don't mind too much. Probably with. In the UK, many people use salt and vinegar or brown sauce or other things to add flavor to their fries. Although, we don't call them fries.
You don't call them fries?
Mm-mm.
Then, what did you call them?
Yeah, I'll tell you that later. Right now, we need to finish these so we can get on with teaching our article.
A Plus Encyclopedia. Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about French fries.The question of the day is, which country are French fries from? A. France. B. Belgium. C. America. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B. Belgium.French fries are a popular snack. However, they actually aren't from France. Long ago, people in a small Belgian village caught fish from a river. They fried the fish and then ate it. In the winter, the river froze and it was impossible to catch fish. Instead of fish, they cut potatoes into smaller pieces and fried them.During World War I, American soldiers in Belgium had their first taste of these fried potato pieces. Because the Belgian army there spoke French, the American soldiers began calling this snack French fries.
Word power!
Village. Village.Hans grew up in a small village in the mountains. Hans grew up in a small village in the mountains. Peace, peace. My mother cut the pizza into 8 pieces. My mother cut the pizza into 8 pieces.Army, army. William joined the army when he was 18 years old. William joined the army when he was 18 years old. Speak, speak. Speak, spoke, spoken.Daisy speaks Chinese at home and learns English at school. Daisy speaks Chinese at home and learns English at school.
The article starts by saying, which country are French fries from? Now, you might think this one is easy. I mean, it's in the name, right?
Yeah, it's quite clear, isn't it? 很明显吧？薯条英文里面不就有 French 法式这个字吗？
Well, we do have 3 choices in the article. Is it A, France, or B, Belgium, or C, America?
I don't know, but usually the answer is not the obvious one.
That's right.
我是不知道啦，但感觉会这样问，答案就不会是最明显的那个啦。所以薯条是来自 France, 法国, Belgium, 比利时, 还是 America, 美国呢? What do you think?
Well, I actually do know the answer to this, and it's not the obvious one. You were right. The article says, well, it starts by saying French fries are a popular snack.
Sure they are.
Right?
当然了，薯条一直都是很受欢迎的点心啦。Popular 就是受欢迎啦。Snack 就是点心，所以 late night snack 就是宵夜咯。但是呢，薯条到底是哪个国家发明的？原来 Pat 老师其实早就知道答案了，而答案果然不是最明显的那个，我就跟你说吧。
Next, the article says, however, they actually are not from France. So the answer isn't A.
I knew that. 我就知道。果然啊，我们口中的法式炸物 French fries 其实根本不是从法国来的哦。So French fries are actually not French.
Well, next we learn that long ago, people in a small Belgian village caught fish from a river. Belgian, B-E-L-G-I-A-N.Belgian is an adjective that describes someone or something from Belgium. Okay, so it looks like the answer will be B, Belgium.
接下来文章居然转移到我最爱巧克力的国度 Belgium, 比利时。他说啊，很久以前在一个比利时小村庄，人们会从一条小河里抓鱼来吃。Belgian 是形容词，比利时的，所以你可以说 Belgian chocolate, Belgian waffles, 比利时松饼, a Belgian village, 比利时村庄, but Belgian French fries? That sounds weird.
Yeah. Okay, well, we also, in that last sentence, saw the word village, V-I-L-L-A-G-E, village. This is a noun, and it is our first word power word for today. A village is a group of houses and other buildings that is smaller than a town and usually found in the countryside. Here's an example. Hans grew up in a small village in the mountains. Hans grew up in a small village in the mountains.
刚刚的例句呢，就是 Hans 是在一个村庄长大的哦，我也是在一个 village 长大的呢。
Really?
Village 可数名词指的是村庄，通常是比较偏远或是原始的小村落，像是美女与野兽的美女 Belle 会住的地方。人多一点的城镇就会用 town， 再多一点的就会用 city。另外呢，田园淳朴乡村感的形容词，你可以用 countryside 或是 rural 哦。
Yeah, rural just means in the country.
Yes.
So, these people in the Belgian village, they caught fish. And that's nothing about French fries yet, but the article says they fried the fish and then ate it. To fry means to cook something in oil or fat, and that is how you make French fries. You fry them. So, we're getting closer.
And I'm getting hungry. Finally, we're getting a clue. 我们终于有点线索咯。这个比利时村庄里面的人们会抓鱼然后炸来吃。抓鱼 catch fish. 三态是 caught, catch, caught, caught fish. 但要注意的是不管你抓了多少鱼 ，fish 在这里通常都不会加 s 哦，所以你永远都是 catch fish。另外呢 ，fry 这个动作就是油炸的意思。So when you fry the fish, you get fried fish.、Fry 这个字去 y 加 i e d 就是油炸的意思。Fry 可以做名词，去 y 加 i e s， 所以 French fries 就是炸薯条。大家有发现吗？Ooh, really getting hungry.
But you ate all of mine. Anyway, the article then says, in the winter, the river froze and it was impossible to catch fish. So either the fish are dead, they've been too cold, they can't be eaten, or they're under the ice on the river where the people can't catch them.
No, so they don't have fish anymore.
Nope.
冬天河水结冰的时候，鱼要么都死光了，要么都躲在冰层下的深处，让人们抓不到哦。Freeze， 结冰这个字，三态是 freeze, froze, frozen。其中 frozen 也做形容词，结冻的，也就是《冰雪奇缘》的英文片名哦。So with no fish, they could only either cry or just let it go, let it go.
Exactly. What do they eat? They can't eat song words, but the article says instead of fish, they cut potatoes into smaller pieces and fried them.
Ah.
Now here we use the phrase instead of, and that just means not this thing, but something else. We can put it at the start of a sentence or in the middle. So, I'd like juice instead of Coke with my meal, or instead of Coke, I'd like juice with my meal. The word after instead of is the one that's being changed.
没有鱼了，村里面的人于是就拿 potatoes 马铃薯切成小块拿来炸来吃。所以 instead of fish, instead of 有点像替代与其不要的意思，后面接的东西就是你不要的东西。所以 instead of Coke 就是不要可乐，可以接在主要句子，就是 I'd like juice 的前面或是后面都可以哦。另外啊。Instead of, 除了接名词也可以接动词 ing, 比方说 instead of going to bed hungrily, I decided to have some late night snack. 我没有饿着肚子去睡觉，而是决定去吃些宵夜。
Okay, and in that sentence, we also saw the word peace, P-I-E-C-E, peace. It's a noun, and it's today's next word power word.A piece is an amount of something that has been separated from the main part. For example, my mother cut the pizza into 8 pieces. My mother cut the pizza into 8 pieces.
Yum, I'd like to have a piece of pizza too. 对了，大家知道航海王的英文是什么吗？其实是 one piece 哦。至于为什么我就不知道了。我只知道 piece 除了可以当量词，比方说 a piece of paper 一张纸 ，a piece of cake 一块蛋糕 ，piece 也可以当可数名词，小片小片或是小块小块的意思哦。所以 cut into pieces 就是切成小块。所以刚刚例句的意思就是我妈妈把 pizza 切成8片。Tear the paper into pieces 就是把纸撕成小张小张碎片的意思。另外啊 ，piece 也可以指作品 ，a piece of art 就是艺术品 ，masterpiece， masterpiece 就是大师级的名作，杰作的意思。
Yep, so we have our fried potatoes or fries, but this is Belgium, so where does the French come in? The article says during World War I, American soldiers in Belgium had their first taste.Of these fried potato pieces.
Oh.
And we use the word during or during, both okay, to mean something happens while something else is happening at the same time.
所以啊，这些炸马铃薯就是我们今天的薯条啦。但是就是在比利时，关法国什么事？文章接下来告诉我们啊，在一次世界大战期间，美国的阿兵哥抢到了这些炸马铃薯。一次世界大战期间的英文就是 during World War I. During 这个字后面会接一段时间，比方说 during vacation、度假期间 ，during summer 夏季间，或是 during my period 就是那个来的期间。所以我们可以说 I always have a lot of chocolate during my period,
but no ice cream.
Chocolate ice cream.
Oh, that's okay.
那个来的时候，我总是喜欢吃很多巧克力。
Now here we also use the word taste, T-A-S-T-E, taste as a noun. To have a taste of something means to try some kind of food or drink to see what it's like.、
Mm-hmm.
So the American soldiers tried these fried potato pieces.
And I believe they found them very delicious and tasty. 他们一定是尝过之后觉得超好吃的，对吧？Taste 这个字在这里是尝尝看的意思，可以当名词用。比方说 ，have a taste of my new recipe， 吃吃看我的新料理吧。Taste 这个字也可以当动词用。He tasted my new dish and he threw up right away。他试了我的新料理，立马就冲去吐了。另外呢 ，taste 也可以当味觉、滋味的意思，当名词，当名词用。比方说 ，it has a bitter taste 就是有一个苦味， 当动词的话就是尝起来怎么样，例如说 it tastes good 就是很好吃的意思。
Next, the article says, because the Belgian army there spoke French, the American soldiers began calling this snack French fries. There we go. Now, to explain that sentence, let's look at the word army, A-R-M-Y, army. It's a noun and it's our next word power word. An army is a large organization of soldiers who are trained to fight wars on land. So we can say,William joined the army when he was 18 years old. William joined the army when he was 18 years old.
Army 就是军队 ,join the army 就是加入军队 ,or serve the army 就是服兵役的意思。So William joined the army when he was 18 and served the army for 2 years. William 18岁的时候加入军队当了两年的兵。Army 这个字是由 arm 这个字来的，不过 arm 不是手臂的意思吗？没有错，但是除了手臂 ，arm 也可以当武器、武装的意思。所以 be careful, they're armed 就是小心，他们有武器。回到 army 这个字 ，an army 就是一支军队的意思。An army 是由许多 soldiers 也就是阿兵哥所组成的，所以你可以说 an army of soldiers 一军队的阿兵哥。或者你也可以用拟人化的说法，比方说 an army of ants, 如军队般的一群蚂蚁。
Okay, and another word, power word that we saw in that sentence is the verb speak, S-P-E-A-K, speak, past tense spoke, S-P-O-K-E, PP spoken, S-P-O-K-E-N, speak, spoke, spoken.
The Belgian army
spoke French. Let's find out a little more about the word speak. To speak means to be able to talk in a particular language. For example, Daisy speaks Chinese at home and learns English at school. Daisy speaks Chinese at home and learns English at school.
Speak 就是说的意思咯，三态就是 speak, spoke, spoken。这种说通常都是用在语言，比方说 speak English, speak French, bonjour。例句的意思是 Daisy 在家里说中文，在学校学英文，或者是我们可以用在讲电话的时候，比方说 speaking on the phone。如果 Pat 老师打给我说 Hello, is Sharon there? 我就会说 speaking。意思就是说 Sharon 正在说话，而 Sharon 就是我。另外啊，大家知道曹操说曹操曹操到的英文吗？就是 speak of the devil。 speak of 就是提到，而 devil 就是恶魔，所以 speak of the devil 就是一提到恶魔，恶魔就来啦。那我再考考大家，坐而言不如起而行的英文要怎么说呢？Action speaks louder than words. 动作比文字更大声，也就是我们行动更胜于语言的意思哦。所以我们再回到文章吧。Sorry, I forgot. What was it again? Why are French fries called French fries?
Well, the Americans ate fried potatoes. The Belgians made them. Belgians spoke French, so the Americans started calling the potato pieces French fries. That's the reason.
I got it.是因为美国人吃了讲法文的比利时人做的薯条，于是将他们命名为 French fries.、
Mm-hmm.
So French fries are actually from Belgium、
yep.
and named by Americans.
Yep.
所以薯条其实是来自比利时，而且是由美国人命名的。那关法国人到底什么事情呢？ That brings us to the end of the article. So now it's time for today's magic box.This tastes so good. 美食大家都喜欢，那我们来学学用英文说美食怎么样？我们可以用 taste 当作动词，表示尝起来怎么样怎么样。后面呢可以直接加形容词，比如说我们说，哎，这个尝起来很美味 ，the pie tastes delicious。或者呢，我们后面也可以接 taste good。 taste fresh, 吃起来很新鲜等等。那如果真的不好吃，你也可以说 taste awful or taste terrible. 你也可以用 taste like something 来表示，这时候呢 like 呢是介系词，表示像什么什么一样。我们可以说 the pie tastes like heaven, 吃起来好像就在天堂。哇，这句话可以学起来，下次呢就可以这样称赞妈妈的厨艺。另外呢 taste 本身也有名词的用法，可以翻译成味道。比如说 This pie has a pumpkin taste, 吃起来有南瓜的味道。另外 taste 当名词也有一小口品尝的意思，通常会用 have a taste of something 这样的句型。比如说我今天做了一道菜，想要叫别人来试试看口味，就可以说 Hey, come and have a taste of this.偷偷跟大家爆个小料，某天我心血来潮做了一锅汤要跟我的朋友一起吃。 I had a taste of the soup I made and it was terrible, so we ended up eating out. 我吃了这个一口我做的汤，哦，吃起来很可怕，所以最后就只好去外面吃。不要跟大家说，太丢脸了，赶快来转移话题。 How about let's do a small practice. I had a ofThe old food in the fridge, it funny, so I threw it away. 我吃了一口在冰箱里放很久的食物，吃起来怪怪的，所以就把它丢掉了。这些空格呢，分别要填入 taste 长怎么样呢？ Try it and check the answer in just a second. Bye!
The answer is, I had a taste of the old food in the fridge.It tasted funny, so I threw it away. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
So Pat, you said that British have a different word for French fries, right?
Yes. Now we do say fries sometimes when we go to McDonald's, and we often think of French fries as being thin.But we have much bigger, fatter pieces of fried potato that are sold in shops with fried fish and other food.
Oh, and so what do you call them then?
Chips.
Chips?
Yep.
So what do you call real chips, like the ones in bags like Doritos or Lay's?
Ah, crisps.
You British people are strange. Do you have other words for things?
Oh, yes. Now I'm going to test you to see if you know what I'm talking about, okay? I can give you a sentence if you need it. What is a lorry? For example, a big lorry drove by me on the freeway.
Drove by you? Oh, drove by you.
Drove by me.
Okay, then that must be some kind of vehicle. 交通工具. I think it's a truck.
Yes, lorry is truck. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another one, okay? I got up in the morning and I put on my trousers.
You put on your trousers is something to do with clothes, right?
Yep.
Must be pants.
It is. Trousers we call pants and we call underwear, 内裤, pants. So sometimes we misunderstand each other. Okay, here's another one, okay?
Okay.
Let's take the lift.
Let's take the lift. To lift something means to elevate something. Mm-hmm. So I think lift must be elevator.
Yes, we say lift. Okay, we'll give you one more then. I went to the car and opened the bonnet.
Open the bonnet.
The bonnet.
You went to the car and opened the bonnet. So
yes.
Does it mean the car door?
It does not. It means the hood, the front of the car.Where the engine is. We call that the bonnet.
Oh, so that is called the bonnet.
And hood in America. There we go.
Oh, I get it.
I could go on about this all day because there are lots of words that are different between British and American English. But we're out of time. Thanks for watching us, everybody. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
The History of French Fries.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about French fries. The question of the day is, Which country are French fries from? A. France. B. Belgium. C. America. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B. Belgium. French fries are a popular snack. However, they actually aren't from France. Long ago, people in a small Belgian village caught fish from a river. They fried the fish and then ate it. In the winter, the river froze and it was impossible to catch fish. Instead of fish, they cut potatoes into smaller pieces and fried them. During World War I, American soldiers in Belgium had their first taste of these fried potato pieces. Because the Belgian army there spoke French, the American soldiers began calling this snack French fries. Village, village. Hans grew up in a small village in the mountains. Hans grew up in a small village in the mountains. Peace, peace. My mother cut the pizza into 8 pieces. My mother cut the pizza into 8 pieces. Army, army. William joined the army when he was 18 years old. William joined the army when he was 18 years old. Speak, speak. Speak, spoke, spoken. Daisy speaks Chinese at home and learns English at school. Daisy speaks Chinese at home and learns English at school.